I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root Artist feature. I have the pleasure today of talking with Alex West, who is the founder of Art Cloud. And we are joined by Wonder Root's creative director, Stephanie Dowda. How y'all doing?
Really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Floyd?
I am doing very well indeed. Let's start at the beginning. Alex, what is or what was the story behind Art Cloud? So give us some backstory, if you
will. Sure. First of all, thank you guys for putting this together. So my wife is a director at a gallery, and one day I was visiting her at work and looking at the software that she was using to manage, I think, the inventory or maybe running, you know, a client report or something like that. And I was just like, what is that? You know, I think it was like, you know, I think she had like remote, she was on an iMac, she had remote desktoped into some Windows 95 server and like had to have like an FTP client to be able to pull. I was just like, what? And so I was kind of joking and trying to brag and impress her and say like, I could write something better in a weekend. That weekend ended up being 4 months of over budget development. But it gave birth to Art Cloud, and Art Cloud is a web-based gallery management platform. So it, at its core, it does three things. It helps users manage, art inventory, clients, and, sales invoices. So there are two parts of that, or two kind of potential customers, artists that do or do not have gallery representation that want to, either just manage their inventory so that they know where their art is and what their art portfolio is. And then there's galleries that obviously use the system.
Talk about how Art Cloud is going to help those artists who are not gallery represented versus the ones that are.
Yeah, great question. So it's clear that information is value, right? That data is important. So a lot of artists are artists and they are focused on their work, and to be a good artist, that should be all consuming. So it's not a surprise that a lot of artists fall short in invoicing or knowing where their inventory is or being able to kind of run the business side of being an artist. And so Art Cloud exists to make that as easy as possible, to reduce that down to button clicks instead of multiple Excel spreadsheets and hundreds of things in your head, being able to help you manage your clients and their interest and generate professional reports. And at the end of the year, be able to give an accountant, you know, what your sales were. I think artists that are trying to be professional artists need to do that. And that's why we've, you know, to segue into the Walthall Fellows with Stephanie, that's why we've kind of given all Walthall fellows unlimited access to Art Cloud for life, because we believe that using a tool like Art Cloud, whether it be Art Cloud or not, it's important for artists that want to take their career seriously to have some sort of inventory management and sales management.
Right. To speak to that, Alex did come and give a presentation about Art Cloud to the Walthall fellows, which was amazing. And the comments I received directly after that from the Walthall Fellows was that most people were very excited to have such a streamlined, easy to navigate system that could really work for them, but also that there was the room to grow in that. So not only, you know, if we're talking about artists again that are not represented by a gallery, but are just trying to like keep up their own inventory of like what was in that one show in 2006 or like what's going to be shipped to St. Louis next month, that Art Cloud allows you to track all of your, where all your pieces are, if they're in your studio, if they're at your house, if they're at your mom's house, if they're at a gallery show right now, and to also, again, generate those kind of reports. So, the artist could go in and search, you know, what was in that show, landscape photography in 2007, that if you tagged that pieces that were in that show, that you could find them also. So it's a very, like, smart, intuitive way for on an artist side to keep track of what, you know, what your work is, where it's been shown, who's interested in it. And so you can start really looking at your work in a different way. So not only to like maybe pull to submit to things because you've tagged some of the pieces, or knowing that, you know, a good collector friend of yours said something really nice about one of the pieces that maybe on their birthday, you know, because you can actually have alerts that come up for different clients and contacts' birthday, send them a little note that says, hey, like, I know you like this picture, just wanted to share it with you again. So it really, the way that Art Cloud is built is intuitive, but also kind of pushes that professionality to it, so that it's almost like you can't not be professional using it, which is a really great thing for all artists, but especially emerging artists.
Alex, as an artist in terms of creating Art Cloud from a very creative standpoint, from a technical, I guess, filter, when you were envisioning this software and this platform, what were some of the feedback that you had to consider from the art community in terms of what they wanted in this type of tool?
Yeah, great question. So we took a lot of feedback in and tried to figure out what did all that feedback have in common? What were the similarities? What were the principles? What could we reduce the application to and have it fit a broad applicability or a broad client base and not be cluttered? And so that was kind of a lot of the work up front went into what are those three pillars, and going back to inventory management, sales management, and client management. And there's all sorts of things that, you know, kind of fly in between those ecosystems, like being able to email a price list to a client or be able to generate consignment reports or sales over times reports. There's all these things that where they start to intertwine, but having those three pillars defined and clear and really sticking to that philosophy, I think, makes it a like Stephanie said, a clean, easy to use system that's not intimidating. You don't go in there and feel overwhelmed because there's 75 buttons that you could push. There's three. And if you want to go somewhere else in the application, there's another four. And it's only showing you what you can do when you're where you want to be doing something. It kind of invites you to use it.
I would like to add too that, again, the flexibility of Art Cloud as a system to have different types of users is really interesting. Again, you know, there's the kind of artist interface with it that we experienced through the Waltha program, which is really incredible, but also on Wonderroot's gallery end, that we, you know, we're not a space that holds inventory longer than an exhibition. And so it was actually problematic for me to figure out, like, to keep those documents of like who showed 6 months ago and what were all the pieces that they had and, you know, how can I get in contact with them? How much were we trying to sell that for? You know, because if someone emails and is interested in that, you know, if that's press, if that's a potential client or someone just interested in what the art was. So Art Cloud's been really helpful for me to, again, the tagging of each of the pieces, keeping track of the artists when they, you know, when we give the artist work back to them, and when we receive new ones. There's a really great feature that you can create a gallery list. So it's a printable kind of PDF that has the image and all the information with the price on it. And so I don't have to sit there in Word or, you know, Photoshop and make my own. So there's just all these like really great tools that, you know, just in a click of a button, it's like done. And so that saves me like a ton of time. And I can imagine on, you know, gallery ends that this is like primarily what you're focused on, that would be even more helpful.
In many folks' eyes, Wonderroot is a startup as an organization. Art Cloud is a startup as a platform, as a product. What's your perception of the startup world in Atlanta now, considering that there's a lot of energy and momentum around around that space, both here and globally, if you will?
Good question. It's good. It's exciting. It's wonderful. It's why I love Atlanta. Atlanta is a place that's big enough to support startups and big enough to support ideas and allow startups to become as big as Wonderroot and as big as Wonderroot's going to be in 3 years and 5 years and 10 years. But it's also small enough to foster growth when you're 1 year old and 2 years old and 3 years old. And so I think that Atlanta's a great place to build things and test things. There's a wonderful community around it. There's a lot of people that are willing to help and get involved and get feedback. Just this morning, I was having breakfast with somebody that, you know, I'd sent a demo account to Art Cloud, and he had looked over it and took me out to coffee and was just like, hey, here, you know, let's walk through all these things, and had, you know, some good feedback and had missed some things. And it was cool to you know, he put 3 hours into it just to give me advice. And so I think that Atlanta's an amazing place because you have every spectrum of the gamut that you need to build a strong entity in a business, from startups to, you know, organizations as old as Wonderroot.
Also, in the startup world, they often talk about those first five customers.
Yeah.
What have you learned about ArtCloud in securing those first five customers?
Our first five customers are awesome. They were incredibly patient, incredibly forgiving, and fun to work with. I still kind of make it a point to go to visit them every month and just hang out. Sometimes just hang out. I went to visit one of them yesterday, and she's like, "Yeah, we have nothing, no problems with ArtCloud. Everything's great." So I just sat there, drank some water, and looked at the show with her and talked. I think we learned that, like I said earlier, artists are artists. Gallerists are gallerists. They're not database heads. They're not computer nerds. They're visual. They want to, they get energized by imagery and by the artwork. And so it's been important. We've made a lot of interface revisions and improvements around putting that artwork front and center. So making sure that we show thumbnails whenever we can, making sure that we allow you to graphically navigate environments as much as possible, because we know that they don't want to read blocks of text. They don't want to read code. They don't want to write code. They don't want to query databases. They want to really explore it graphically. And so we've really adapted our interfaces for that.
I think it's also really important talking about the kind of startup landscape and the business landscape that exists in Atlanta. But I think it's also really interesting that ArtCloud is coming out of Atlanta. You know, kind of your story of how you were inspired to kind of create ArtCloud in light of there existing not a lot of, you know, visually appealing or, you know, easily to navigate systems for gallerists to, you know, keep inventory, interface with clients, et cetera, that, you know, your response to that is to create a new one. And again, for that to come out of Atlanta, I think is a really interesting and pivotal moment, because you'd imagine that, you know, it would come out of where the, you know, what we consider the big art networks of New York or San Francisco or LA, but it's coming out of here. So I wonder if you feel like, you know, if that's like kind of your, you feel like that's a responsibility that you have as a, you know, as a developer, you know, creating on that side, or do you feel like that helps in any way to necessarily start here and kind of expand outward and make Atlanta known for something else?
I think it does help. It goes back to the strength of our community, the fact that I could self-fund this out of my savings account and out of, you know, not need to go to an investor and take in, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of angel investments and dilute my ownership of the product. Because we have such a strong community, we have people that are willing to give advice for free. They have we have gallerists that are willing to try the application, to give feedback, to be patient. And I think that's a luxury that you can't buy in San Francisco or in New York or Chicago. I think that having the community that we have has allowed us to grow it the way we've grown it. And that's the beautiful thing about the internet is we're out of Atlanta. We're based in Atlanta. A majority of our customers are in Atlanta. But we're now starting to see people finding us on Google and just sign up that don't know us from Adam. And so that's exciting to see, is that people are saying, "Hey, I've been looking for something like this. You know, you weren't on the first page of Google yet, but you were on the third, and I found it, and I signed up immediately." It lets us know that there's a market for what we have, and hopefully we'll be able to continue growing.
Stephanie, as someone who tries to nurture artists through your amazing work here, how have you seen ArtCloud, as well as maybe other services on the administrative side, how have you seen the growth or the evolution of helping artists on the back end grow, let's say, over the past 5 or 10 years, as it relates to allowing artists to concentrate on their art and have the back end aspects of their lives more efficient?
I think going back to Alex's point that gallery owners are not computer programmers, they're not, you know, computer geeks, not to say that you are necessarily.
I won't deny it.
Okay, well, okay, you said it, not me. that I think artists are really great at being artists. And I think that, you know, what's inherent about that is the ability to step outside of a system and to react creatively and newly to things in a visual, for lack of a better word, way. And so I think that a lot of artists get really miffed by having to figure out how do I keep track of where my painting is, or, you know, do I need to have a consignment form, or how do I email an image to someone that's interested in it? And like, I just think that most artists just don't have those skills. And so one of the big reasons, one of the big programs for Wonderoot is the professional development, is connecting artists to those basic and sometimes not basic business skills, so that they can streamline the worry and the pressure to fit into the rest of the world and focus on their art. So I think that actually providing professional development platforms on a myriad of levels, including access to Art Cloud, allows them to sort of say, okay, that's taken care of. All I have to do is upload the image, input the information, say where it is, and I'm done. Like, I don't have to do, you know, I don't have to create an Excel spreadsheet. I don't have to, like, remember where that thing is. I don't have to remember to save it. That, like, all those things are kind of taken care of. So finding, you know, utilizing those tools that are out there for us, you know, in the art world, in the business world, and it allows the artist to streamline and, again, like, not have to worry about that stuff. And they can just go, you know, spend the extra 4 hours it would take to make an Excel spreadsheet and back it up and blah, 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 to make their work. And so I think that it actually empowers them quite a bit to get over that hurdle of intimidation and, you know, possibly confusion over, you know, how to act like a business. So things like Art Cloud are really helpful in that it's easy, it's streamlined. You know, it's intuitive, which is helpful in terms of an artist coming to it, that it's really easy to figure out.
Well, as we wrap up here with Alex West and Stephanie Dowd, Alex, please do give all of the information for Art Cloud, where they can find you online as well as via social media, and any other information around that you feel like just really helps everyone learn more about this amazing product.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are in Atlanta, call us. I'd love to take you out for coffee and talk to you more in person. But artcld.com is our website. Just go to artcld.com and you'll be able to find all of our contact information on our contact page and reach out. We want to be better. We want to learn more. We want to hear what your thoughts are. So reach out. We're waiting to talk to you.
Also, check them out on Facebook. I have to say that I've really turned to the pages section of Facebook as, like, all my new friends, because there's so much cool stuff happening through organizations and things like Art Cloud. Like, I actually know a lot more about the art community thanks to Art Cloud, which is really amazing. So
yeah, my father-in-law is doing all of our social media, and he literally reads. I think he's been to the end of the internet and back. He reads every day, all day long, and finds. If you want, like, a nice RSS feed of international news around art, certainly go like our Facebook page. I'm not even sure what the URL is. I think it's facebook.com/artcld. But yeah, check it out.
I'll also add that one of my favorite Twitter handles is Art Cloud's Art Cumulus, because it's just a very quirky, interesting description of Art Cloud.
And so he wants to seem like happy clouds. Like, those are the only clouds that you're kind of like excited to see. You're like, oh, that's a nice cloudy day.
Yeah, the cumulus clouds are amazing. The average cumulus cloud actually weighs is equivalent to the weight of 6,000 blue whales, by the way.
What?
We're learning so much here tonight.
Isn't that amazing?
Whoa.
Yeah. We should tweet about that.
Art Cumulus on Twitter.
Do
you
it.
Would, you're right.
Yeah. You
will
follow
now,
it.
You're right. You'll follow it. You'll find all kinds of information about whales and art and everything.
You'll smile more every day.
True.
Alex West, Stephanie Dowda, thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.